Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Maria is a mom who risked everything for her child. Maria suffers from a variety of physical disorders, among them anaphylactic food allergies and lupus. Additionally, she was diagnosed with a rare, progressive, and usually terminal lung condition, also called LAM, during her third pregnancy. This was confirmed by open surgical lung biopsy at Loyola University's Foster McGraw Hospital in Chicago suburb Maywood, Illinois. But all in all, she is just an ordinary mom who took her extraordinary love for her child and coupled it with her faith. In doing so, she was rewarded with a miraculous healing. Maria sought treatment for the illnesses which threatened her. Doctor after doctor, five to be exact, pleaded with her to abort her unborn child. She remained faithful. At the conclusion of her third pregnancy, doctors had given up hope of her survival. They only prayed that they could help her hang on until delivery, buying precious time for her growing child. They tried to keep her comfortable. After a dramatic and sudden delivery, Maria begged to have the oxygen mask removed long enough to see her prematurely delivered newborn son face to face as he nursed. They did so. All monitors silenced and her collapsed lungs returned to normal function the moment they removed it. She was disconnected from all medical equipment and recovered by the grace of God. He also graced her with a beautiful voice propelled by those miraculous lungs. She had two other children prior to this miracle child. When faced with the decision to end her pregnancy in order to optimize her chances of survival, she had an unsettling thought. What if, she thought, I do end this pregnancy? What message will they get? These other children of mine could be led to believe that I value my own life over theirs. A child should never be faced with that possibility, she told me. A mother's love, by definition, is all-encompassing, all-sacrificing. She told me that her life, if it were to continue after making a choice to end the pregnancy, would be pointless, that no mother can make a louder statement of love than to say, I love you more than life itself. Those who know this mother as a friend cherish her and know that she has taken her love for her children to a heroic degree. Her dedication and integrity are rare qualities in today's society. A happy postscript to her story is the life she has gone on to live. She wrote a song called A Child of Hope to inspire other women who are faced with similarly hard life decisions. She recorded a CD by the same name. She knows that there are many women out there who face desperate decisions. She sings this song and others like it with that beautiful voice, the one restored from the brink of death. This is, she believes, how she is divinely called to use the gift given back to her. She does all she can to the best of her modest abilities. She gave her children a homeschool education, citing her desire to nurture and imbue Christian values as her most compelling reasons. She's an exceptional woman and mother whose life is a living tribute to a mother's love and the ultimate statement of pro-life. Her music and her testimony are powerful and moving. She lives meagerly, relying only on God's providence to care for herself and her three young children. Sharing these beautiful, life-affirming stories like Maria's helps us to personalize the abortion debate and helps us spread the news of the blessings God has for those who love Him and respect the life He freely gifts us with. Please visit ProLifePerspective.com and share Maria's story with your friends and loved ones. At the website, you can also find a link to hear the song, A Child of Hope. We hope you will enjoy it and be encouraged. Together, we can continue to make a powerful difference on behalf of His most precious children.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.